with Marie Osborne sitting in.
And welcome back, as we talked about at the top of the hour, and the top of the show, I should say, and we've been hearing from Fox News. President Trump has announced that Pam Bondi has been relieved of her duties as the attorney general. This has been a turbulent tenure. There's been a lot of controversy surrounding Pam Bondi. She was a longtime Trump ally. She faced criticisms for many things during her work as the attorney general. There were supporters, of course, who said that she cleaned up a department that needed it badly. We have Doug Luzader, Fox News reporter, who is joining us here on the live line. Doug, I'm thrilled you could join us today.
Marie, it's very nice to talk to you. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm great. So tell us some of your thoughts here about this firing of Pam Bondi. It came as a bit of surprise, really.
Yeah, you know, there had been some reports percolating over the last, I don't know, maybe 36, 48 hours that something might be coming. But, you know, nothing is ever assured in that regard until you actually see it from the president. And now we have heard from the president on this. And he's engineered, something of a soft landing, it sounds like, for Bondi. He's praising her on the way out the door. But nevertheless, he is showing her the door. And this is something that Democrats are certainly fired up about. They've long wanted to see Bondi fired. And it looks like, there's a lot of speculation about former Congressman, now EPA Director Lee Zeldin, taking her spot. But in the meantime, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is going to be taking over the department.
Right. In her tenure, there were, like I said, there were a lot of things that caused controversy. Her appearance most recently on Capitol Hill was, to say it politely, was fiery. A lot of people had other words to say about her appearance on Capitol Hill in that hearing. But really, I think the one thing that people continued to harp about her handling of was the Epstein files. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, there was controversy regarding Bondi, really kind of on both sides of the aisle for different reasons. I mean, there were Democrats that thought that she kind of broke down that barrier that always existed to one degree or another between the Justice Department, or was supposed to exist between the Justice Department and any administration. On the other hand, you have a lot of Republicans, initially anyway, Republicans who thought that she didn't do enough in terms of being transparent with the Epstein investigation. And then Democrats certainly joined that chorus. That was an area where some of those wounds may have been self-inflicted. I mean, she made some big promises early on about having the Epstein files in her desk, and then it was a very kind of slow-walked release, according to her critics. There are still documents that we have not seen regarding Epstein. So, yeah, that's been one of the big controversies, obviously, surrounding her tenure there.
Yeah, I mean, she talked about the client lists that never materialized in public. So, and there were a lot of, that really piqued a lot of people's interest on that. And what's interesting about that particular story, it was a global story. It is not just something that had, limited here to the United States, because Jeffrey Epstein's work had global implications. Now, she has a long history with President Trump. Of course, was called up after Matt Gaetz withdrew as the nominee for the Justice Department. So she has this long friendship. I just wonder how that wasn't enough to keep her in her job.
Yeah, I suppose what that ultimately got her, though, was some praise on the exit. And, this is something where I think the second Trump administration is different from the first one in that, in the first Trump administration, we would see sometimes these explosive departures. I mean, you remember John Bolton, National Security Advisor, being fired, and Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, was fired by tweet. And then the president was later very critical of him. This time around, we've certainly seen some departures. We've certainly seen individuals shown the door, Kristi Noem being the most recent one at DHS. But the president has maintained good relations with these individuals. So there doesn't seem to be the kind of bad blood that we used to see during the first Trump administration. You know, nevertheless, this is a pretty brief tenure for Pam Bondi, and whoever takes over, be it Lee Zeldin or in the near term Todd Blanche, I mean, that individual will have some work cut out for them because there are investigations going on Capitol Hill into the handling of the Epstein files.
Do you think there's anyone else in the crosshairs? I know every once in a while the name Pete Hegseth seems to kind of bubble to the surface. Anybody else here that could be in his crosshairs?
Yeah, you know, I saw one, when I forget who it was now, one Democrat did tweet today, Hegseth is next. So, yeah, I mean, there are certainly Democrats that are going to be clamoring for more firings. There's no question. And sure, you know, it's always possible, I think, especially after the midterms, for instance, where we may see more departures from the Trump administration.
Yeah, it's always that because that's, well, you know, that's going to be the real proof in the pudding. Well, very quickly before you go, what were your thoughts last night about the presidential address?
Well, you know, I think a lot of folks were waiting for the president to kind of explain his rationale to the nation, to have some kind of address regarding what's going on in Iran. I'm not sure we learned too much new in that. I mean, the president was talking about a 2 to 3 week timeline. That's pretty much the timeline they were talking about from the beginning when they were talking about a month and a half, something along those lines. You know, the president was pretty belligerent, I think, in terms of how he framed Iran, saying that talks would still happen, but really suggested that not only would the campaign last for 2 or 3 more weeks, but that it would be really stepped up in terms of going after Iranian targets. So I didn't really sense that there was much new in that address last night, but I guess the news was in the fact that he made that address last night.
Yeah, there were, I had a guest on earlier in the week who I asked, you know, has the president really done a good job in selling this war and the purpose of this war? And the person said no, that he, and this was someone who supported the president and just said, no, I don't think so. So some people are saying, you know, he should have done this at the very beginning, this type of speech. So,
yeah.
But it did happen, and it happened last night. Doug Luzader, Fox News reporter, thank you so much for talking with us today, talking a little bit here about the dismissal of Pam Bondi and what happens next. We appreciate it. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Steve Courtney. Lots happening in sports, of course. We have opening day tomorrow, and then we've got the Final Four on Saturday. And there's just much, much more in the sports world. We're gearing up for a pretty busy summer. We'll come back here on JR Afternoon. Hope you'll join us.